My name's Paul Brown, I'm from Oakham South.
I'm Alan Walters from Oakham North East.
I'm Ray Payne from Oakham South.
So the people here and the people who Catmore Sports Centre serves are the people that you also serve?
Very much so. It's almost an integral part of what goes on in Oakham, and we have to support it the best we can do.
Now, none of you are members of the Cabinet, so you weren't part of the decision that was taken?
No, that's right, and it's been a little bit galling to see suggestions that scrutiny, which is who we are, did not make any recommendations to Cabinet on the way forward, because in fact scrutiny did make a recommendation and they should be aware of that because it was in the papers presented to them.
And what was the recommendation? Am I able to ask in simple terms?
You can. That's now being released to the public. The recommendation was 2 years continued support while other options are considered.
Which is what we thought, that's what people were talking about, was the case.
We need to buy time, you know. Yes, we understand the council's in severe financial difficulties, mostly caused by a severe underfunding from the government, but you have to look at things sensibly. You have to look at what there is in Rutland for the people of Rutland. And sometimes you just have to be a bit creative in your thinking.
That seems to be where things are leading, but do you feel very much, I mean, you're outside this meeting, you're not able to be in this meeting tonight, is that correct?
Yes, we're not welcome. We've been told that councillors are not members of the public and therefore shouldn't be attending. Originally there was going to be two nominated councillors, but I believe that's now been withdrawn and it has been sent to the public as well. The problem is that not everybody will have the knowledge to be able to cross-examine the Cabinet and when they put things forward to give any form of scrutiny on what they're saying. So it makes it very difficult for people to realise exactly what's happening.
And in terms of actually when this decision took place, were you able to see the decision taking place?
No, we weren't. It was in exempt session. Under normal circumstances, non-Cabinet members could watch that, but I understand the IT system was down at the time. So the member of scrutiny who tried to watch on our behalf was unable to watch. So we couldn't even watch it, let alone take part in it. And really, this could all have been avoided, because there is no way that Cabinet members were not aware for weeks in advance that this was the direction of travel. The formal decision might have been made at that Cabinet meeting, but they will have known for weeks in advance what the likely outcome was, and it was at that stage they should have involved the community and started Absolutely. To discuss ways forward.
Absolutely, quite right, quite right. I mean, there must have been conversations going on for weeks, and this sort of thing doesn't just, as Alan said, doesn't unhappen. You can see what's coming down the pipe, and at some point you have to say, no, we need to go in a different direction. Why no one in Cabinet ever said, this is not going to work, this bird won't fly, is quite beyond me. Suggests they're completely out of touch with the people that they're supposed to be representing.
So when you say this isn't going to work, to actually close the centre, people aren't going to accept it, that's what you're saying?
Well, look around tonight. You know, look at the number of people here in a cold February night. I don't think these people have turned up just for the fun of it. I think they're here. I think they mean business. Good luck to them. I support them. I'm sure in true Rutland style it'll be done with a bit of fun and a bit of amusement. But they're deadly serious underneath all that. And they're not going to put up with it.
And there are two layers of government, as it were, in Oakham. There's the county council, which you represent. I'm not going to ask you the opinion of the town council, but obviously the town council also have, I guess, an obligation on leisure, and they've had decisions which they've not supported as well.
It's very difficult to know exactly what's going to happen with Oakham Town Council. I think there ought to be more liaison between the two councils, and particularly this matter highlights it. Whereas it probably hasn't happened so much beforehand with councillors, I think it now has to happen, and this probably will be the catalyst for it, and I hope it will.
I think it's most unfortunate that this much distress has been caused to so many residents of Oakham and the wider community. This could all have been avoided if Cabinet had advised people of the likely outcome and spoken to the public and indeed to other councillors before they made that decision. And for the record, we are still, as it were, in Coventry. If we are not on Cabinet, we are receiving no communications from Cabinet whatsoever.